Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome back to the deep dive. Today, we have a fascinating, really rapid mission for now. We're going deep on just a single crucial data point about the real estate market.
It's a great challenge.
Yep.
Sometimes the entire story of a massive industry shift can be hiding in just, a few carefully chosen words.
Absolutely. And today we're scrutinizing the outcome of a major industry event, something people just refer to as the settlement.
Right.
And for anyone who's been following this space, the conventional wisdom, the whole narrative going into this was that the settlement would cause one of two things. Either commissions would stabilize, or more likely, they would actually decrease because of, more transparency and competition.
Yeah.
That was the consensus.
And that assumption makes perfect sense. I mean, a big structural change like this is supposed to unbundle services, inject some real competitive pricing.
Exactly.
Most models, pretty much all of them, would predict some kind of downward pressure on costs for the consumer.
But the data, this specific little nugget we're here to talk about, it just offers a completely different conclusion. It's pretty counterintuitive.
What's fascinating here is the timeline we're looking at. We're analyzing the market after it's had time to absorb the shock, specifically 1 year after settlement.
A full year later.
And the core finding is this: realtor commissions. They did not fall. They didn't even flatten out. They edged up slightly.
Edged up slightly. That's it. That one tiny, almost dismissible movement, that's the whole story.
It is.
The market, after this massive intervention, it literally moved in the opposite direction of what everyone expected.
So our mission today is really to explore why. Why is this slight upward movement so significant? We're dissecting, the importance of the direction here, not the size of the change.
Right, let's get right into that phrase, edged up slightly. It's
Yeah.
such intentional language. This isn't some 4% surge that screams inflation. It's nuanced.
It is.
So why should you, our listener, care about the word slightly? Isn't that just market noise?
Well, no. The precision of that phrasing tells us that this change was actually quantified. It was confirmed as an upward movement, even if it was marginal.
So it was a real detectable increase.
Exactly. If it was statistically insignificant, the report would have just said commissions were flat or stable. The fact they can say it edged up means something actually happened.
And the significance is all in the direction, isn't it?
It is 100%.
The market just went through this huge shock designed to tear down old systems, promote cost reduction, and yet the needle moved a little bit higher. That feels like a profound defiance of all that pressure.
I'd say it's more than defiance. It signals absorption.
Absorption, what do you mean?
It suggests that the inherent value, or maybe more likely, the inherent cost of doing these transactions in real estate today was just robust enough to not only withstand that downward pressure from the settlement, but also to marginally absorb some new costs and, pass them on.
That's a great way to put it. It's like a construction crew just poured this massive concrete foundation, that's the settlement, and it's designed to anchor prices down.
Right.
But a year later, the commission structure still managed to float up a few inches anyway. What kind of forces have to be at play to overcome that kind of structural weight?
And that brings us right to the timeline. We can't look at this metric in a vacuum. The 1 year after settlement part is absolutely crucial.
Here's where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, because the immediate chaos after a big legal ruling, that can cause all sorts of volatility. But 12 months later, the market should have found its new, stable operating level.
So this slight upward edge isn't a blip. It's the market's calculated medium-term response. And if this is the new stable point, then whatever is driving costs up is now seemingly embedded in the new process.
That's the key implication. Let's look at the chain of events. Settlement leads to new rules, which leads to a slight rise in costs.
So you have to ask the question, right?
You do. Did the implementation of the settlement accidentally introduce new costs that just completely offset any of the gains you'd get from competition?
Let's explore that, those unintended consequences. Because when a massive legal change hits an industry, compliance costs, they can go through the roof.
Exactly. We can probably hypothesize a couple of things that would lead to this. First,
Yeah.
just pure administrative burden, compliance,
All new paperwork.
all the new rules for how buyer agent compensation is handled, how it's documented, disclosed. That requires a ton more paperwork, legal review time, system upgrades for brokerages. And that overhead isn't free.
Right, it has to get built into the pricing model somewhere.
It does.
So the individual agent might not be earning a higher percentage, but the brokerage itself has higher operating costs now, and that tiny extra cost gets spread out across all the commissions.
Precisely. Just imagine the new mandatory checklists, the required training for every single agent, the legal fees just to update standard contracts. All these operational costs are directly tied to managing risk.
And that risk was introduced by the change itself. It definitely justifies a slight upward nudge.
For sure. And what about the shift in liability? The settlement fundamentally changed how agents have to operate, especially on the buyer's side.
That brings up another theory, doesn't it?
I think so. A second hypothesis could be risk management and expertise value.
Okay.
After a major legal event, the perceived professional risk often goes up. Agents and brokers might feel like they're providing a much more legally complex service now that they're under so much scrutiny. They're having compensation conversations that just didn't exist before.
So if the service itself now requires a higher degree of legal knowledge, better documentation, more risk management, the perceived value, and therefore the price, could tick up just a little.
Yes, you're not just paying for the transaction anymore. You're paying for the enhanced management of all this new legal risk.
Which, ironically, the transparency requirements might have actually reinforced.
How so?
Well, if it's suddenly harder and more specialized to navigate a home sale post-settlement, then the real expert agents can command a slightly higher fee. It's just supply and demand for a high-quality, compliant service.
That's a really sharp point. All of this just challenges that basic assumption that intervention equals instant savings for the consumer.
It's not that simple.
Never is. The market, in its complex reality, it often needs time to sort of transfer these new administrative costs and reprice risk. And the result is this initial slight upward correction.
The law of unintended consequences is definitely at play here.
It's a critical lesson. If you are modeling the market based purely on the idea of more competition, you would have missed this completely. That slight rise shows us the market found a new equilibrium that had to account for all these hidden implementation costs.
So let's circle back. What's the core lesson here for you, the listener? We've just pulled a ton of meaning from eight words. Realtor commissions edged up slightly 1 year after settlement.
And that one sentence is a profound counterpoint to all the noise, all the headlines. It confirms that after this huge industry intervention, commissions did not move towards the expected savings.
They moved up. They absorbed new costs and showed this incredible market resilience.
Exactly. And the big takeaway when you're analyzing any complex market change is you have to look past the main story. Don't just assume an intervention automatically does what it's supposed to do.
You have to dive into the granular data.
You do. Because the small movements, like that slight upward edge, those are the ones that reveal the true cost of implementation and the market's deepest pressures.
This really forces us to ask where that resilience came from. It wasn't just inertia, was it? It was a real definable absorption of new operating requirements.
Right, and that little rise prompts a deeper question. Is this just a reflection of higher administrative costs, or is it a successful reframing of the agent's whole value proposition in a much more complex legal world?
And it absolutely forces us to look ahead. I mean, if the system, after only a year, has already baked in a slight increase.
Then the immediate pressure for any kind of commission reduction seems to be neutralized, at least for now.
Neutralized by the very cost of making the change happen.
It really highlights the gap between what a policy intends to do and what happens in market reality. It suggests the forces that stabilize or even inflate commissions, whether it's paperwork or risk, are powerful enough to overcome massive external pressure.
It's just a fantastic demonstration that a market will always find its footing. And sometimes that new footing is just a little bit higher than anyone thought it would be.
And that leaves us with a final provocative thought for you to consider, based strictly on this data point we've been discussing.
Let's hear it.
If an industry-changing event results in commissions edging up slightly just 1 year later, what mechanism will be required to prevent that slight increase, which now represents new embedded costs, from becoming the new floor for all future commission negotiations? That initial nudge, as small as it is, might matter far more for the long-term price trajectory than its size suggests.
Thank you for sharing your sources with us. We'll see you next time on The Deep Dive.